USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. New evidence shows that a practice known as test to stay works to keep children in classrooms safely, even if they've been exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19, said CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
In the test to stay protocol, there's increased testing of close contacts after a COVID-19 exposure. And that testing needs to be at least twice during the 7-day period after exposure. If exposed children meet a certain criteria and continue to test negative, they can stay in school instead of quarantining at home.
A federal appeals court is reinstating the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for companies with 100 or more employees. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati made the ruling Friday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.